Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. You know, each week I start out this portion of my dialogue and I say, wow, because that truly is a wow. Why do I say wow? Each and every episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. Now, of course, you know Coach Adams is biased, needless to say. I am biased, and I admit it. At the same time, you have to give credit where credit is due, and based on what you, our global listening audience, is saying and the feedback you have given, you have indicated that each episode is truly rich and empowering. I want you to know, if you're listening in today for the first time, that if you have missed any of our past show episodes, or maybe you have not been as regular of a listener, and you're just tuning in occasionally and you want to get caught up, each and every episode of Motivational Mondays is available on demand via archive, and the archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com slash Inspired Media, the number 4, the letter U. As I stated earlier, each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and welcome. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time, without hesitation, chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams, we are talking about iron sharpening iron. Iron sharpens iron. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to join you and share in today's show with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a quick email, send a text, send a tweet, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do. If you got to go old school and send a fax, do we even send fax messages anymore? Send a fax to invite someone to join you in today's broadcast. We want you to know that we extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach and helping to make sure that more people know about this rich little nugget and gem known as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I want to encourage you to get your pens, notepads, and tablets, your desktop, have them on and powered up, your laptop, your iPad, whatever you need. Go old school. Get the yellow pad and the pen. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it is time to shape up and win. This is our Shape Up series, and on today's installment, we are talking about iron sharpening iron. And the question that I bring to today's boardroom is, I want to find out from you, our global listening audience, virtually, and I believe I'll hear the vibrations of your grunt, your nod, your acknowledgement that, yes, this is me, Coach Adams. And at the appropriate time, I trust that you will chime in and let us know that there was confirmation around today's subject for you. Are you feeling dull in life? Does your iron need to be sharpened? Are your blades dull? Are you feeling like you're just, you know, going through life and not much is happening? There's not truly a spark. You're not feeling sharp. Well, I want you to know you have, without question, tuned in to the right show here on Motivational Mondays, because we're talking about that very subject. And I want you to know that recognizing and understanding who is your quote-unquote iron in life is so significant and so key. Your life was not designed for you to feel dull. You know, I think about when you're trying to cut something, if that blade is not sharp enough, it'll barely make it through that surface that it was designed to cut through. On the opposite side, if you have a blade that's really sharp, as the cutter, you have to be careful, because if you're not cautious, you could cut yourself. You know, I think about this when I was in Dallas in December. We had a fun little sushi-making party, a sushi. I always get tongue-tied when I say that. Sush easy little party, my cousin and I and the fam. And my cousin had this sushi knife, and it was really sharp, okay? And I underestimated the sharpness of that knife. And I literally just barely nicked my skin, and blood was just flowing everywhere. Why? Because that knife was so sharp. Had it been a different knife and it was a little bit dull, I probably would not have released any blood from my finger because literally it was a mere tap. But because that knife was so sharp, just that connection, it made an impact. And I want you to know when we're talking about this process, it's important to understand, and I really got this insight early on my journey as a coach. It was very clear to me, this understanding that one can set 1,000 in flight, but two can set 10,000 in flight. And as I processed that understanding and that realization of this awareness that, yes, individuals can accomplish something, and they can accomplish quite a bit. I mean, one setting 1,000 in flight, that's a good number. But there is a different dynamic that I grew to understand that happens in a partnership, be it a mentor type of partnership, when this iron sharpens iron. So it's understanding the significance of support, mentorship, it makes you stronger and vice versa. And so one man sharpening another and vice versa really makes a greater, more significant impact. When these two blades of a knife are rubbed together in this process for sharpening, or you have the blade with the stone being rubbed together to sharpen its blade, the purpose of that is so that it is able to effectively cut through what it was designed to cut through, what it was made for. This metaphor of iron sharpening iron, and I hope that you're really tracking with me as I set this up because it is so significant and key. This metaphor speaks to your life, speaks to my life, because our lives were designed for a specific purpose. And this metaphor of iron sharpening iron is significant because all of us have different qualities. All of us, if we share our gifts with someone else, our differences can truly support the other person and vice versa. But we have to understand this significance in order for us to become stronger. Because when I utilize my gifts as a coach, I'm sharpening the individual in their vision, in our partnership. But what's important to understand that as I am being used in this quote-unquote level of a mentorship capacity, recognizing that a mentor is a trusted advisor, it is a counselor, it is one that has wisdom, that is a teacher and or a supporter. So a mentor is someone that is wise. They are a trusted advisor, a counselor, a teacher, and or a supporter. You know, my mentors often teach that leaders, great leaders, seek expert counsel. They go outside of their borders to get the advisement of someone who has already been on the journey or someone who has perfected, sharpened their skills in that particular area of expertise. And so I want you to know, and this is not, of course, a shameless plug for coaching, but I'm using this metaphor and making the connection. Why? Because that's who I am and that's what I do and that's what I was created for. And so this is something that's genuine and authentic for me, Coach Adams, but yours could be something different. But I want you to not get lost in that, but get the metaphor, get the understanding of the significance of the information. Because either you sign in and join on in partnership with me as your coach, or you get someone that operates in that way, I want you to understand that it is important that your iron is constantly being sharpened, that you have someone in your life, be it a mentor of some level, that is without question challenging you. That challenge makes you stronger. But this is a cross-pollination, as one would say, because when we understand this, for example, in my coaching partnership with my clients, as I am supporting them, iron sharpening iron, challenging them, I am growing sharper, better, greater, stronger because of the dynamics of the relationship. So in any type of mentorship relationship or relationship in which we allow ourselves to be sharpened, we allow that iron to sharpen iron, then we can truly benefit from and receive the effects of that partnership. And so each of us have been created for a different purpose, a different cause, but that iron sharpening iron brings out the best in the right dynamics, in the right setting in each person. One of the things that I thought was very interesting to understand concerning iron is that iron is not manufactured, and the precision level of any piece of iron is different, the level of hardness, the composition, the makeup, it is all different. Each piece of iron is unique, just as each of us, we have been created, and each of us are unique as well. And so when we understand that fact, that if I allow myself to be sharpened, I am now growing better, greater. Just as I sharpen someone else, I'm being sharpened. Does that make sense? I hope that you're truly tracking with me and you're getting the significance of what we're talking about. Because this subject for me is so key. It's so key on many levels because I often find that I have to continuously make sure that I have people in my circle and around me that are challenging me so that I continuously get sharpened as I am being used to sharpen others. And it's always so wonderful and refreshing because, generally speaking, in my coaching partnerships with my clients, I am getting sharpened. And I'm getting sharpened because they are challenging me with some of their issues and their struggles, and it's challenging me to stay sharp. It's challenging me to stay on point. It's challenging me to make sure that I continue to develop and grow to be the best coach that I can be for others. Because I have been designed to support you in igniting what's on the inside of you. But it doesn't matter what the area of industry or focus, know that each of us have been created for a different cause, a different purpose, and it's important to understand and recognize what, in fact, does that look like. And so with that said, the filmmaker has a different purpose, the business purpose, business person has a different purpose, the psalmist, as I get tongue-tied, has a different purpose than the real estate agent, than the investor, than the actor. You know, for example, the filmmaker may have created the film, but they need the actors to join in with them. And as the filmmaker has brought on this film, he needs the producers and the directors, and all of these different elements come together that when that film is completed, you have this beautiful, sharp image of each of them operating within their unique area and capacity in which they were created for, that now together they have become stronger, better, and more sharp, which is what I really hope that you're getting. as I stated, I become sharper in a coaching partnership. You become stronger in your partnership when you are fulfilling your purpose. If you're feeling dull, it is because you have lost your vigor, your zeal, your fire, your vibrancy for life. If you're not feeling sharp, if you're feeling like you don't have the passion on the inside, you need to step back and evaluate what's lacking, what's missing, because your life was not designed for you to move around just existing. Your life was not designed for you to operate in life and be, quote, unquote, dull. You should be sharp. You should be shining, because that is what your life was created for. At whatever level, you should be the sharpest in your industry. You should be the sharpest that you can. And you should be committed and focused on sharpening others that are around you. So you don't want to just make sure that you're sharp and you don't reach back and sharpen others. Now you become the mentor to someone else. Continuously keeping a mentor, someone that's ahead of you, but now sharpening the skills, sharpening the saw of someone else. So there should always be this position of you in the middle. You have a mentor, and do believe and know that the coach has a mentor. She definitely mentors. I don't want to just make it as if one, because it's not just one, but mentors, individuals in my life that are continuously sharpening my skills, sharpening my blade, helping me to stay sharp. You know, one of the greatest things that I've learned from my mentors is that we have to constantly be assessing our systems to determine how are our systems operating. And in life, I think it's important, and the corporate realm does this a lot. They do a SWOT assessment. They determine what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, what are our opportunities, and what are our threats, the SWOT analysis. And, you know, if you don't take the time to evaluate what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, what are your opportunities, what are your threats, you are truly missing the mark. I'm constantly evaluating and looking at what are my strengths, what are my weaknesses, what are my opportunities, what are my threats. Why? Because this SWOT analysis is very key. You know, I often tell people you should do this in different quadrants of your life. Just look at, evaluate. Don't be afraid of this assessment. Why? Because when you are open to this process, what happens are your weaknesses are revealed. So often we don't want to attack and deal with, face, and address our perceived weaknesses. We always want to just look at where am I strongest, where am I strong, where am I strong. One of the greatest life lessons that I've learned, because I always used to hear that we should focus on our strengths. And very rarely would you hear that you need to examine your weaknesses. And so, you know, there's oftentimes this focus on your strengths, your strengths, your strengths, your strengths, your strengths, but not dealing with those areas in which we may not be as strong, that we may be weak. And so what I've grown to learn, one of the greatest pieces of wisdom that I've gleaned, is that we are only as strong as our weakest link. And so if you're not willing to examine those areas of weaknesses, then you're going to continue the same habits. You're going to continue the same routine. You're going to continue the same flow, and you'll be frustrated every day, moment by moment, because you're not dealing with those areas of weakness. In some cases, it may mean that you partner with someone that's stronger than you are in that particular area so that you balance each other while you are growing. One of the things that anyone that knows me knows that Coach Adams is a lifetime learner. I know without question, you never arrive. As long as we have breath in our body, as long as there is that time between our sunrise and our sunset, that dash is still, we're living out that dash, there are things to still learn. There are opportunities to still grow. And that is oftentimes my opportunity, that it's an opportunity to continue to grow. It's an opportunity to move to another level. It's an opportunity to continuously improve our system. But we are not going to improve upon our systems if we're afraid to look at those areas that we are weak in, those areas that we need to sharpen the saw, that we need to become stronger in and better in. If we just continuously focus in on these areas of strength. You know, like a great athlete, the coach will tell them, these are your strengths, but we need to focus in on this area. This area is a weakness, and if we don't improve this area. And the same is true as it relates to our vision, as it relates to crystallizing our vision and living out our dreams, that if we don't recognize those areas that we are not strongest in, and we don't sharpen the saw of those areas, we will not get the fullness of what our lives were being created for. It could be a bad habit. Maybe that is where you need to sharpen the saw. Maybe you are not as disciplined as you need to be. Maybe you're not managing your time as effectively as you need to manage your time. Whatever that looks like for you, it is without question important to know what those areas are, what does that all look like, so that you can continuously be upgrading your systems and sharpening the saw, continuously growing from moment to moment. I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today, presented by Inspired Media for You. What are we talking about today on Motivational Mondays? We are talking about iron sharpening iron. Ultimately, we're talking about allowing mentors to be in our lives, allowing support to be in our lives so that ultimately we become stronger. Don't be dull and uninspired with a lack of vigor and fire and passion for life, for your vision, for your goals. Our lives have been created so that we would be sharp. When we're living out our purpose, one, we are in position to be sharp. When we allow ourselves to continue to grow, we are in position to be sharp. It is when we are no longer open to growing that our systems become dull, that, again, we lose that fire and that vigor for life. And so I want you to know that you do not have to go through life dull. Evaluate. I often say it's so important to evaluate, to locate where are you on your journey. Always know where you are on your journey. Always locate where you are. Don't be afraid of what may be revealed to you. It's okay. It is so okay. Don't be afraid of evaluating. Evaluation is so key on our journey of life, and that process of evaluating, as we were talking about earlier, a great, what I have grown to find to be a great process for evaluating is a SWOT analysis. a SWOT assessment. One way, not the only way, but one way that I have found has been extremely beneficial for me on my journey. Why? Because this evaluation process is key. You cannot have your head in the sand. You know, so often many of us are like the ostrich that we stick our heads in the sand. We don't want to face what is before us. So we keep our heads in the sand. We don't want to recognize that I may be dull in a particular area, that I need some sharpening to happen. Many of us, we don't want to be challenged. And we don't want to be challenged because we don't want to change. We resist change. We're resistant to it because we know in order for me to become sharper, right where you are as you are listening in order for you to become sharper, guess what? You have to be okay with the realization that there are some areas where you may be weak. There are some areas where there's this process of needing to sharpen the saw, iron sharpening iron, in a partnership that would support you and yield you this. You know, sharpen the saw, think about The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. That's one of the 7 habits. And it's important to know that you cannot get away from this process of continuing to grow, continuing to develop, continuing to change. Some of us get stagnant. We get in this place of resistance. Resistance to change, resistance to growing. You want people to accept you just as you are. And I understand, you know, that may be where you are. There is no judgment. But I have to always ask, and I often ask this question to my clients in a coaching partnership, are you yielding the result that you desire? Are you pleased with the result that you desire? If you are pleased with the result that you are getting, then by all means, continue your journey. By all means, continue to do what you have been doing. If you are pleased with the result that you're getting. If you are not, then you need to be open to change. You need to be open to growing. You need to be open to those areas where you may be weak, where you may be dull and not as sharp in, and you need to allow there to be this quote-unquote sharpening of the saw, this iron sharpening iron. One of the areas of challenge that I want to give you is to identify who is the iron in your life. It may be several people that come to mind that are constantly supporting you in love, helping you to stretch and allowing yourself to be challenged, but it must be in love because the worst thing is somebody pointing a finger at you, talking about you, you know, and it's not from the right place, we will resist that. So it has to be, of course, the right type of partnership, a coaching partnership, a mentor partnership, a friend-to-friend partnership. If that person will, as Dr. Phil McGraw would say, tell it like it is. If that person, but in love. It has to be in love so that you can receive it and do what you need to do to be challenged to grow to the next level. You know, you've heard the term. It is not what we say. It's how it's said. Because I can tell you no in several ways, and you receive it It's still no. But if I get nasty and funky and ugly with that no, you're now rising up and getting nasty and funky and ugly with me as well. So it's in how those words are spoken. You know, speaking of words, I often reference the power of words. Because the way in which we communicate and convey a message is so key. And it'll allow us, if we have the right partnership, the right relationship around us that will serve and support us, we will sharpen the skill, sharpen the saw, excuse me, and continue to grow and develop our skills. We will allow the iron to sharpen iron. We will allow and be open to and receive from someone else this process of one man sharpening another when the heart, the spirit, the approach is right. And so you have to have those right relationships around you that will give you that. One of the things that I have found is that our vision is always greater than us. It's always greater than us. When it is a divine inspiration, it is greater than us. And that requires that we reach outside of our borders, outside of our comfort zone, and connect with others who we can join in partnership with that can assist us in driving things to the next level, that can assist us in growing to the next level. Why does someone take the time and invest the energy, the resources in school? Because they're efforting to get this knowledge base that will support them in a specific area of expertise. So they sacrifice the time in school, whatever that looks like, for that specialized area. Why? Because they are doing what? They're sharpening the saw. And they have a professor, a teacher, an instructor in the classroom who is the wisdom in this particular area, who's challenging them to sharpen the saw. The challenge comes from the grades that they receive. So if you like the D grade, then you'll continue to do what you're doing. But if you want to bring that D grade up to an A, you know you have to crack down. You know you have to allow yourself to be sharper for that task, that process, that assignment. I'm giving you several illustrations because I'm hopeful that you'll really understand this layer, the dynamics of what we're talking about. Today on Motivational Mondays, iron sharpens iron. And the question that we opened out of the gates with, is your iron dull? Are you feeling dull on your journey of life? Dull meaning are you feeling uninspired? Are you feeling a lack of fire, a lack of vigor, a lack of passion? Are you feeling like you are just existing? Know that it's time to get that iron sharpened. It's time to sharpen the saw. It's time to be challenged. It's time to stretch out of your comfort zone. It's time, ultimately, to grow. It's time to change in any particular area. As we stated earlier, this metaphor of iron sharpens iron is this process of one man, one woman, man being universal, one man, one woman sharpening the other. As I shared in a coaching partnership with my clients, I am, quote unquote, the advisor, the trusted counselor, supporter with the wisdom, mentor. But in that partnership, I become stronger because my blade is rubbing against their blade, and these two blades rubbing together, we become sharper for the fulfillment of our purpose, individually and collectively. Individually, whatever that purpose may be, that assignment for that individual, but collectively in that partnership known as coaching, one partnership, not the only partnership, but definitely one partnership that may support you on your journey. And if you want to hear or know more about coaching, visit my website, www.coachadams.com, coach, C-O-A-C-H, Adams, A-D-A-M-S, .com, for more information associated with coaching and just getting an understanding of why does a coaching partnership work. Those dynamics are very unique, and that is that process of moving from one individual who can set 1,000 in flight, that now through this partnership, this iron sharpening iron, and this challenge of continuously sharpening your saw so that your blade is better, so that you are able to fulfill your assignment stronger, better, this process of iron sharpening iron, these two blades rubbing together, that the differences that come together, one in a partnership who's a coach and the other that is fighting to fulfill their vision, the unique differences that they bring, but yet there's an anointing that happens because each of them individually are fulfilling their assignment and collectively fulfilling their assignment. As I gave the illustration, for example, a writer of a film, the producers and directors of that film versus the actors of that film. Collectively, they're fulfilling this assignment. It's the sharper image. But individually, each of them has to bring something to the table. And so this thing that we need to do as we prepare to open the lines and welcome you, our global listening audience, to engage and interact with us. You know, this is the time in our program. As I stated, I would share for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast. But this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue if you are already dialed in. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, hello, guess what? You have to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your keypad. You do need to be connected with us through the phone line. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We're going to take a quick station identification break and just reconnect with what is this Motivational Monday process? What is it all about?
Coaching you.
Welcome back to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. This is Coach Adams, Master Motivator and Empowerment Coach. Whenever I hear that jingle, it just does a little something special on the inside, because I coach and you win. This is the time in our programming, in our broadcast, that we welcome and invite you to share in the discussion. What are we talking about today? We're talking about iron sharpening iron and this process of sharpening the saw. Mentorship, what does that look like? And continuing to allow ourselves to be educated on our journey. I believe in this process of being a lifetime learner. So this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in our programming today because we are in our Shape Up series and we are getting into shape so that we can win. And today's process of getting into shape is iron sharpening iron, keeping our saw sharpened so that we are not moving through life dull and uninspired, lacking vigor, lacking fire, lacking passion, but rather we are moving through life sharp, full of vigor, with fire and passion, because we are operating, one, based on our journey of purpose, and we're continuing to grow and be the very best that we can be for the assignment that we were designed for, so that we, quote unquote, figuratively, as we're using this metaphor of iron sharpening iron, we can cut through some things, meaning we can make an impact. And many of us are not making an impact because we are dull. Are you dull? I hope that that's not the case. I hope that without question you are living life on purpose, that your trajectory is very clear. If it isn't, it's okay. It's not too late to take this journey and to figure out what exactly does that look like for you, so that you can be the very best that you can be, so that you can live your best life, so that you can live a life that is fulfilled, live a life that is purposeful, full of passion and fire and vigor. So this iron sharpening iron, one partnership we've established that serves this process well is a mentorship type a process that one can find in a coaching relationship. It can be a trusted counselor, it can be a teacher, it can be an advisor, it can be a supporter. So it doesn't have to be with a coach, but because I am a coach, we've established that that is one partnership that definitely serves us well in this process of iron sharpening iron, in this process of one man or one woman sharpening another. This sharpening is this process of two blades rubbing together to become sharper. So it's not just that you become sharper in the relationship, the other person should become sharper as well. And a great leader always seeks expert counsel. So when you get into a tough spot, you should always have an advisor. You should always have someone that you can seek expert counsel from in your circle. But we've also established that not only should you be seeking expert counsel, but you should be in a position where you are mentoring and the support for someone else. And so I want you to know that you should always be in the middle of someone that is mentoring you, that has greater wisdom and is giving you support as that trusted advisor, counselor, teacher, supporter. And you should also be giving back always, that there should be someone that you're a little bit further on your journey that you can now take someone under your wing and you can support them in this process of iron sharpening iron, of, again, these two blades coming together so that they are sharper for their purpose. And that is what I want us to understand, that when you are sharp enough for your purpose, it doesn't take much for you to cut through something and make an impact. As I shared at the top of the hour in December when I was in Dallas with my family, and we had a sushi-making party with a sushi easy, and my cousin had this sushi knife, and that knife was so sharp that literally I barely tapped my skin, and it was so sharp that I started to bleed. I literally cut my finger. Unlike another knife that was dull, I would have had to literally really, you know, run that blade, where this one I just tapped it. And that is what our lives should be. We should be so sharp on our assignment, so sharp on our purpose, that we're able to make an impact by just a tap, because we're sharp. And that's why it's important for this process of iron sharpening iron, and that we are continuously sharpening that saw so that we're not moving through life dull, uninspired, without purpose, that we're only existing. The worst thing that you can do with this precious commodity known as life, the worst thing you can do is just to simply exist. You're not making an impact. You're just existing. You're just living a humdrum, boring life that, you know, you hate getting up in the morning. There's no fire. There's no purpose. There's no passion. And it's just, you know, you're just going through. You're like a little robot, a little automaton, just moving through life on autopilot every day in the same mundane routine. You're just blah, 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 waiting for the plug to be pulled on your life. I think you get it, right? So don't be afraid to change. Don't resist change. Change helps us to be stronger. Change takes us into our next season, whatever that may be. So often we resist change, but change is designed to move us from those seasons of, quote unquote, you know, being uninspired, pain and suffering, whatever you may want to call it, but it takes us to that next level. And again, all of us have different qualities, and each of these qualities, as we share our gifts one to another, each of us becomes stronger. In a coaching partnership, of course, Coach Adams is here to support you in being stronger with your vision, being stronger in achieving your goals, being stronger in strategizing, crystallizing your vision, whatever that may look like. Without question, I will be your biggest cheerleader, supporter, and fan. If you would like to learn more about Coach Adams, visit CoachAdams.com. Visit CoachAdams.com. If you would like to join in partnership, visit CoachAdams.com. Did I mention CoachAdams.com? As we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, and this subject on iron sharpens iron and sharpening the saw, I want you to know that we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Maybe you didn't feel comfortable asking a question. I always say it's the Forrest Gump. Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Sometimes people are fearful to ask a question because they don't want to be judged. They don't want others to, you know, not receive what they want to bring. But social media is a safe space to be able to do that, and people interact more in that realm. So I want you to know that to support you on your journey, and we want to continue this dialogue and any of the dialogue that you may hear or receive from Motivational Mondays. If you have a question, a comment, a thought, maybe you have a show idea or a topic that you would like to see a broadcast brought forth on, you can do all of that interacting through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. So let's continue the dialogue. I want you to know that on behalf of the Motivational Mondays team and Inspired Media for You, we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. On our next installment, we're going to continue our journey, bringing you rich and empowering insights and broadcasts that will support you with your vision, that will give you tools to feel more equipped for reaching your goals and ultimately living out your dreams. If you are not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, again, visit CoachAdams.com. I want you to know that I definitely desire to be in partnership with you at some level to build our relationship to another level. So I encourage you, the listeners, to join my database because I want to stay in relationship with you at some level. And I invite you to join my database through my website for us to be able to stay connected. I want you to know, and or I want to remind others, that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win, to achieve greater success. We offer our live empowerment workshop, Win Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win. You would like additional information regarding this powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment, and when the next Win Shop will be hosted, give us a call and or visit CoachAdams.com. Give us a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. I thank you again for tuning in today to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, one who inspires. You know what comes next. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.